This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Scottish classical guitarist Matthew McAllister has a new album out that features all American music. The album is called American Collection, but there's not a note of Copland, Bernstein, or Stephen Foster on it. Instead, McAllister features pieces by Chick Corea, Philip Glass, and even Frank Zappa. I'm Amanda Sewell, and I caught up with Matthew McAllister on the phone to talk about the new album and some of the interesting music heard on it. Matthew McAllister, welcome back to Classical IPR.
Thanks very much, Amanda. Glad to be back.
And we should note for our listeners that you were here in Studio A last spring when it was quite a bit warmer than it is right now.
Yep, for sure.
All right, I have to ask. So it's really interesting. You have this new album of American music, but there's not a single note by Aaron Copland or Leonard Bernstein on it.
Well, unfortunately, those two guys, they never wrote anything for guitar. There's a few beautiful arrangements of some Bernstein and things, but at this sort of stage, I'm not even sure if it was going to be like part of a series of American collections, so I was thinking I might do, you know, future volumes to it, because there's so much music, American music, written for guitar or can be, you know, really beautifully arranged for guitar. So I sort of started out with some of the more kind of like tried and tested sort of pieces from the sort of American guitar kind of canon, and then I added quite a few little things that were a bit different along the way as well. But I think we'll get there with some of those other composers like Copland and Bernstein. I think they might feature along the way at some point.
Yeah, I mean, there are some really interesting choices on this album. Like, there's these arrangements of the jazz pianist Chick Corea's children's songs. So why those?
Well, they work really well. I mean, the music, it's a funny one, because, you know, when you hear children's songs, you think, well, are these pieces for children to play or are these pieces for children to listen to? And it's kind of my understanding that they are more music for children to enjoy and children to listen to, because some of them are pretty fiendishly hard, even if they're on the piano, regardless of if they're played on the guitar. But for quite a few years, they've been getting played on guitar, but never really, you know, they've never really become part of the repertoire. Manuel Barueco is a great Cuban guitarist who lives in the States and teaches at Peabody. He did a recording, I think, with most of them transcribed across, and some of them work beautifully and some of them don't work so well. But I decided I would record, like, my favourites from the group of children's songs. There's about 20 children's songs. I think I've got four on the album. And the sort of simplicity of some of them really work well, and then also they take it into jazz a little bit, but they take it into jazz in a way that, like, Chick Corea, he composed these as standalone pieces. He sometimes improvises around them when he plays them, but he doesn't actually improvise over the sort of core kind of content of the song. So you can play them like, you know, standalone pieces of kind of art music. So, I don't know, they work really well on guitar. Guitar kind of lends itself to the intimacy of them, that sort of like childlike kind of nature to them.
Great. Well, let's listen to classical guitarist Matthew McAllister performing some of the children's songs by Chick Corea.
Thank you.
That was classical guitarist Matthew McAllister performing four of Chick Corea's children's songs. That's music from Matthew's new album called American Collection, and we caught up with him on the phone during a visit to New York. Okay, I have to ask about this arrangement for guitar quartet of the String Quartet by Philip Glass.
Yeah, so the Philip Glass Quartet, it's Mishima, which was was a film about the author Mishima's life, and also it was a piece of music that was really a film soundtrack that Glass composed. He used the Kronos String Quartet, and it's a really kind of broad quartet. So really kind of about almost 20 minutes of music, depicting the various stages really of this man's life before he eventually commits suicide. He commits harikari at the end of of his life and at the end of the story, and obviously the quartet. It's a really kind of beautiful string quartet, but you know, with minimalist music, I kind of felt like, well, there's something that I think it will lend itself to being on guitar, on plucked string rather than bowed string. You can sort of be very immediate with all the different types of articulation and attack, and you can make everything sound really, really similar if you wanted to, which is obviously the goal in minimalist music. So I worked quite hard with the arrangers and really put it together to try and make the music work across all four guitars as cohesively as possible. It's a collaboration with the professor that taught me to play guitar, Alan Neave, and then one of our doctoral students, Sasha Savaloni, at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland, where I teach, an excellent young player. And then actually the record label's founder, Urosh Barich, so our record label that this CD's come out on, he's actually a wonderful guitar player with a sort of knowledge and a sort of interest in pop and jazz and classical and everything, not just a straight-ahead classical guitar. So the four of us are on the album performing this Glass Quartet.
What's interesting is this quartet is taken from this film about the entire life of the character of Mishima. But the quartet itself, this guitar quartet you're playing with, in a way, it sort of has stages too, because it's you, it's your professor, but it's your student. And then the record label founder, so there's almost kind of generations or stages in your quartet as well.
Yeah, that's it. Actually, we hadn't. Well, you just pointed that out, and that's actually fantastic, because I hadn't you know, really sort of thought too deeply about that. But there's a really nice something really nice about that, you know, sort of the music getting passed down in different ways through the four of us playing the quartet. And I mean, it's not something we never played together before. I mean, obviously, you know, I played with Alan Neave a lot because he was my teacher, so he knows my playing and I know his teaching and playing very well. But we'd never ever sat in a quartet together, so we had about 2 days of very intensive rehearsals in Glasgow at the Conservatoire, and then we had a whole day of recording. And it was kind of, you know, finding out how each person plays in that kind of environment when you're actually getting ready to record and things. And we've kind of established a quartet through the necessity of me wanting that piece on the album. And it might go. We might play again in the future together, actually, because it was a hugely enjoyable experience.
Well, let's listen to one of the movements. Which one should we listen to?
I think you should listen to the first, because it's probably the one that just sets the scene for the whole quartet, and it has so much going on in it that it's a really good way to sort of get into that sound world.
Okay, here's the first movement. It's called 1957, Award Montage, from an arrangement of Philip Glass's Mishima String Quartet, number 3, arranged for a guitar quartet.
Thank you.
That was classical guitarist Matthew McAllister leading an ad hoc guitar quartet and performing music of Philip Glass. We heard the first movement, 1957 award montage, from an arrangement of the Mishima String Quartet, the String Quartet number 3. That's music from Matthew McAllister's new album called American Collection. And Matthew, we have to talk about this very short little piece by the great American iconoclast Frank Zappa.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I kind of like anything that's quite iconoclastic, I think. it kind of appeals to me. It's a funny little thing. I mean, he wrote it when he was a student, it's a serial crab canon. So it's, you know, it's quite highly complex, very sort of eccentric, esoteric, crazy piece that lasts about 40 seconds. So, you know, by the time I've talked about it, it's over. It's cool. I like it. It's very quirky, very Zappa-like. He's obviously trying to sort of, you know, write in this style. It's a little experiment, something he did at college, quite throwaway. I think he even said of the piece, you know, it's kind of a waltz, but it's pretty boring or something like that. You know, he gave it a pretty kind of, he didn't sort of damn it with faint praise, let's say that. I just wanted to record it because, you know, it's out there, it exists by Zappa, and there's very few recordings of it. In fact, I had never come across, like, a commercially available recording of it. I think possibly David Tannenbaum, an American guitarist, had recorded it on a record, but I don't even know if that CD or that LP even is still in publication these days. But I thought it was important to, you know, Frank Zappa's written something for classical guitar, and I'm doing an American collection. I think it needs to be on it.
All right, let's listen to this quick waltz for guitar by Frank Zappa. Guitarist Matthew McAllister performing a waltz by Frank Zappa. Matthew McAllister's new album is called American Collection. Matthew, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today here at Classical IPR.
It's an absolute pleasure, Amanda. It's really nice talking to you, and thanks for having me back on.